This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, nearly 297,000 people have died from COVID-19, with more than 4.3 million confirmed cases. The hardest hit country is still the United States, with 1.3 million cases and more than 84,000 deaths. As some countries across the globe begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions in an effort to stop the new coronavirus from spreading, the World Health Organization said it may never be wiped out entirely. More than half of the world's population has been put under some form of lockdown since the coronavirus crisis began. But WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns there's no way to guarantee easing restrictions will not trigger a second wave of infections. In a sign that France might be ready for summer holidays, some beaches reopened Wednesday, but the cautious relaxation of restrictions stipulates while beachgoers can swim or go fishing, no sunbathing is allowed. Spain is seeing its daily coronavirus death rate drop this week. That is allowing a limited number of businesses to reopen after weeks of paralysis. Business owners are happy to be open again, although they continue to see their losses mount and normality seems far away. Like other governments around the world, Spain is offering relief packages to businesses. Spain is also learning the preliminary results from a nationwide antibody test. The health ministry said results varied from region to region, but about 5% of the overall population has been affected by the coronavirus. In England, the virus lockdown tentatively was eased, with some people allowed to return to work. The worst-hit country in Europe is gradually lifting restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson describes the process as a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. From Washington, this is VOA News.